Welcome to 101.5 FM. Today we're joined by local Narangbar resident Hayley Cobb, one of eight finalists in the 2026 IS Division of Australian Galaxy Pageant, a platform dedicated to empowering girls and women to become the best versions of themselves through confidence building, community involvement and personal development. Hayley is a passionate community advocate, cancer prevention champion and fundraiser extraordinaire. Stay tuned because this is one conversation you do not want to miss. Hayley will tell us a little about her background and where she intends to go from here. You had your first pageant in 2021. What made you take that leap and sign up for further pageants?
Well, it kind of crossed my mind. I saw a few girls on social media when I was working for an e-commerce company and I was like, I think I should give it a go. And I went and looked into a few, but I wanted one that really aligned with my values, which was giving back and fundraising for causes that are close to my heart. So I thought, why not give it a go? Fly to WA to win an Australian title. And mind you, this was right when all the lockdowns were happening. So
yes.
You know, very tight turnaround time to get over, compete and get back. And yeah, when I won, it was definitely a whirlwind because I did not expect to win my first ever pageant.
Now, you've already won Miss Australia International and Miss Charity Australia. My goodness me, what do all these wins mean to you personally?
These wins allow me to continue to advocate for my platform in my area, nationally and internationally, which is really what my mission is to leave something beyond the stage. Winning these titles, they allow me to reach a network that I probably didn't expect to reach, and that's why I'm going for my third title this year.
Well, good on you. Now, Hayley, just share with us the pageant journey.
So with the pageant journey, it involves a lot in it. So it's not just what you see on stage from movies that you've probably seen. It's honestly the lead up to it. So that means doing your platform appearances, doing community volunteering, fundraising, and it's also getting your social media ready, practicing your walk in the studio. So in a typical week, you'll see me having to shoot content to being in the studio practicing my walk because, yeah, you can walk in heels, but a pageant walk is completely different to most walks. And then when you end up at pageant week, it's a whirlwind and it just goes very fast and you just got to, you do your interview, you do your fun fashion, you do your swimwear, you do your onstage evening gown. So it doesn't just have small little steps. It's one big thing.
Okay. Now, there are five areas. Tell us about those with the interview and the photographic and the footwear.
Yeah, so they actually judge us on our photogenic submission. So that's the best our headshot is. So how photogenic are you in the photo is really what they're judging. We then roll into interview, which is a 3-minute segment, which we get asked from a panel of a range of questions. So this could be to do with our platform. This could do with what we're going to do with the title and so forth. Then there's the onstage component, which is swimwear, evening gown, and fun fashion, which they're all slightly different walks and slightly different personalities when you're on stage. Evening gown is very slow and elegant. Fun fashion and swimwear is a bit more sassy, poppy, and showing us your personality side.
Okay, okay. And which one is most challenging for you?
Oh, the most challenging for me is probably evening gown because I'm quite tall, so I have a very long stride. So it's really hard to slow it down for me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'd say evening gown's probably my challenging component.
But I'm just thinking of you in an evening gown. Surely your height is an advantage.
The height makes it look so much better.
Absolutely.
From the crowd.
Yeah.
So honestly, when you're on the stage, you fill the stage more with your height.
Yeah.
When you are a little bit shorter, like they don't. Mm. There's pageants that have for petite height. So
yes.
We're not saying that height is a restriction on it.
No.
But it does look a lot more elegant when you are walking.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because I take that, almost a meter stride in heels, I'm going to take it more like a half a meter stride to really slow that pace down and show that I'm gliding across the stage.
I love it. Of course, it's the glide, isn't it? Yes. Now, the national finals run from April 29 to May 2 in Sydney. Now, how are you feeling about this as the dates approach?
Oh, I'm quite nervous. It's under 2 weeks now. Still haven't packed yet. But wardrobe is planned. Everything is planned. It's just now ironing, steaming and packing and sending off the last of the paperwork that we need to submit prior to arriving. Mm-hmm. And then once you arrive, all the prep work you've already done. You've practiced your walk. You've practiced your poses. So it's really just involving yourself very heavily in the week and showing people that you're authentically yourself. There's not much more you can do. So if you come here, make sure you leave it all behind and show people that you're the next title holder. And that's what I want to do.
Lovely. Now, Hayley, your platform is Let's Be Realistic. Share a little bit of that with our listeners.
Yeah, so it's really about encouraging people to be realistic about cancer prevention education. We need to be thinking about how we are looking after ourselves, because cancer prevention education can be prevented, and it's through simple checks, making sure that we're eating right, looking after our bodies. But to you it might seem simple, but as I've been seeing on social media over time, people are glamorizing tanning now, and it's not good for us. So that's why my platform is Let's Be Realistic. Let's have that chat. Let's learn about how we can be cancer preventative in our everyday lifestyle.
Lovely. Now, Hayley, you have spoken about going to aged care facilities and things like that. Share a little bit of that with us, and I believe you've organized some books and things, and you've worked fairly hard on this yourself.
Yeah, so I've actually designed a colouring in an activity book that I take to schools and I educate students around. But I've also gone and spoken at aged care facilities to have that conversation, because it is important to not just have it with the younger generation, but it's also to get that feedback from the people from the aged care facility, because they've already lived through that journey. So they've seen over time what are the trends and what people don't listen to. And that actually helps me design the material that I need for the younger generation.
Well, you're wonderful. Now, I believe that the mental health and personal resilience is big on your list as well.
Yes. I've had a mental health journey myself when I went to university at the age of 17. Being out on my own and trying to navigate the university world was tough. And Batir actually was a great organization to have in my corner, because they are helpful for young adults and teenagers. So living through it and using that organization, I highly recommend it.
And who is it again, love? B-I-T?
It's Batir. Batir is an organization that has people your age that are there to support you in any challenges that you have through mental health. So you can be a teenager through school, or okay, you can also be a young adult in university, and they're there to support you.
How good. And they've had lived experience, perhaps?
A lot of them have had lived experiences, yeah, so that they know how to connect with you, and yeah, they've had similar situations.
And the ages are beautiful. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And okay, especially when you're going to university, it can be quite daunting, especially straight out of high school. So having that support network there and people that have been through it, highly say it's an organisation I love, honestly.
Yes, and they've sort of, well, you've done well with them having your back, perhaps, I should say. I think you'd do well without that. But anyway, now with your community involvement, Hayley, you seem to find your way around fairly easily with charity groups and whatever, don't you?
Yeah, I tend to get around a little bit. Just alone in the last 12 weeks, I've volunteered for 34 organisations across the Moreton Bay region. So it's not just a few. I do get out and about. So you could see me tree planting, to clean up the beaches, to gift wrapping, even at your fun run, to park runs. You'll see me around.
And I think you said to me before we came on air, if you see Hayley around, go up, have a chat to her, because she doesn't mind a chat, guys. She doesn't mind one at
all. Always open for a chat, and you always see me with a big smile on my face.
Yeah, how lovely is that? Now, Hayley, what about life beyond the crown?
Yeah, so life beyond the crown, I work full time. So mm-hmm, I'm a financial controller by the day and an event manager by the night. So I do keep myself pretty busy, and then I just pot in all the pageantry where I can.
And I believe there's a fair bit of teaching in amongst that.
Yes, so I used to teach in a classroom, but now I use that knowledge to make programs that I can integrate into the schools through my colouring in and activity books.
And I think at the beginning you told us that this is a different pageant to just the Beauty Queen pageant. Tell us a tweeny bit about that.
Yeah, so Miss Galaxy Australia's pageant is really around getting girls out in the community and involved, but also fundraising, because a lot of pageants are really about that beauty standard, where this is really about someone that's going to make an impact well beyond the stage and leave that legacy behind. So that really resembles with me, because that's been my journey from when I first entered pageantry, was to have an impact and ensure it continued well beyond the stage.
Well done. And in closing, what would your advice be to, you know, any young women that might be thinking about entering pageants?
Honestly, back yourself and get out there and do it, because you could be that one person that can make a difference in anyone's life. And even if it's only impacting one person, it's still helping someone.
And Hayley, where could our listeners follow your journey and support your fundraising?
So head to Instagram and find Hayley, H-A-L-E-Y, .cobb_, and you'll see the link in my bio to donate to my fundraising, and follow along and you'll see all of the shenanigans I get up to. You see some fun content. I even incorporate a little bit of Lego in my pageant journey, just so that it's a bit quirky for everyone.
Good on you. What an interesting conversation, Hayley Cobb. Thank you so much for coming into 101.5 FM.
Thank you so much for having me.